Big D Entertainment presents the Dave Holly Hour. Brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, The Vaudies, and Dipsy Doodle Productions. He's a variety entertainer, a former broadcaster and columnist, a true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Happy weekend eve, everyone. Thursday has arrived, and many of us are still quarantined, but that doesn't stop us from enjoying life, even if that means we do so virtually. And it certainly doesn't stop me from talking about Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment. This, by the way, episode 29, the last age a woman ever admits to episode. But episode 29 also brings us guest number 50. And 51 and 52. If you recall, a couple weeks back, we had some technical difficulties and were unable to bring you our conversation with Dual Purpose. Nailed it this week, okay? While we can't be out and about, there are more Facebook Live concerts taking place as our arts and entertainment community keeps reinventing ways to share their talents. Last Thursday, Elizabeth Hunstead, great friend of the show, kicked off the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society's virtual concert series. That concert series continues tonight with the incomparable Hegg Brothers. Sioux Falls Jazz Blues Executive Director Alex Gilbert Schrock is going to be joining us in a few minutes. Dual Purpose also had a live stream show last Friday night. This week, they'll be doing so on Saturday night, and it's prom night. The details from them later in the show. But wait, there's more. At the tail end of the show, we'll tell you when and where you can actually get out and about and enjoy some live music from a popular local band and a few others in the area. Hint, while we are using the word heroes lately to honor those combating this virus on the front lines, there are some heroes that will be on the front lawn. A couple of things, though, that we need to do before we get to our 50th guest. During the course of this quarantine, the Dave Holly Hour has adopted an appropriately titled song to play each week. Copyrights expressly guaranteed from this group. We're going to be doing so until most of us have put working from home behind us. Here they are, the Southern Shame with Locked Up.
When I was 9 years old, my mama said to me, whatever life unfolds, you best believe. Of my own, you count on one.
Regular listeners know each week I give out an honorable mention to someone or something that has brightened my week. Sometimes it comes from a friend, family member, Facebook meme, unidentified person out in public that does something kind of humorous, a public personality, and on a rare occasion, a big-time celebrity. Let's find out who gets this week's honor. Honorable mention. Many of you know I'm a huge Chicago Cubs fan. I am missing baseball, let's just say, and the pun intended here, in a major league way. Nearly every day since what would have been opening day, I wear some sort of Cubs apparel. I've also put the MLB Network on the TV just for background as they replay some classic series. Some great games have particular themes, such as pitchers throwing perfect games, etc. Wednesday morning was Walk-Off Wednesday, highlighting iconic game-ending home runs. As an example, most fans in this area root for the Twins and might remember Kirby Puckett's Game 6 homer against Atlanta in 1991 to force a Game 7 and then eventually win the World Series, to which Jack Buck, the announcer for that game, said, "We'll see you tomorrow night." Now, being a Cubs fan, the only time I root for the Dodgers is if I need the team that Los Angeles is playing to lose so that the Cubbies may go up the standings or, you know, get into playoffs, something along that line. But I do recognize great feats when they happen, especially those you know will be shown thousands of times. Such was the case in the bottom of the ninth inning in Game 1 of the World Series when the Dodgers' Kirk Gibson comes to bat with one on and Los Angeles trailing Oakland by a run. He hadn't played due to injuries. In fact, he wasn't even mentioned in, you know, the first game of the World Series. They introduced the entire team. He wasn't even in the full team introductions. Yet when the situation came up, he let manager Tommy Lasorda know he could make a difference. With two out, two strikes, unable to use his legs to push off for strength, Kirk Gibson launches one of the all-time memorable home runs in the history of America's game. Now, in the MLB Network feature, he says that was the culmination of many, many failures. Think about that. It was the culmination, one of the greatest home runs of all time, the culmination of many, many failures. After all, think about it. Babe Ruth, for all those years, he was not only the home run king for several decades, he was also the strikeout king. A motto that I really enjoy is good judgment comes from experience. Experience? Well, that comes from bad judgment. At the end of the piece that they featured on Kirk Gibson, he says, "I'd like to live that moment again." Then he goes on to tag it with, "I'd like you to live that moment." Okay, so the chance of Kirk Gibson ever hearing that a podcaster in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, gave him an honorable mention, incredibly remote. In fact, to the point that I would probably do better if I bought a lottery ticket. Many years ago, I did interview a Sioux Falls Canary baseball player that had played a few games for the Dodgers and did hit a home run for them. But Kirk Gibson, while I doubt I'll ever have the chance to interview you, this Cubs fan thanks you for providing some inspiration in an awkward time in our world. And may all of us live an amazing moment. Passion, people, passion. I'm passionate about local arts and entertainment, and so are my guests. When we come back, Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society Executive Director Alex Gilbert-Schrog.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
It is so great to have guest number 50. Now, she's been a guest before, but She qualifies as the 50th guest of the Dave Holly Hour. Alex Gilbert Schrag, Executive Director for Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues. How are you?
I am doing well, staying healthy, staying home, you know, just following all the guidelines. So I really can't complain. My family's safe, everyone's staying healthy, and of course I have friends scattered across the country, and everyone seems to be okay as of this moment. So that's, I think that's pretty lucky on my
end. That's about what we can ask for at this point, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Well, you know, when we first had you on, you had been into the job approximately 2 weeks. And we got to talk about all the things you were wanting to accomplish, all the big shows that were coming up for the season. And let's see, then you had to cancel one, and then you had to cancel two, which was Slim Man, which I was really disappointed about because we were headed to that. And it's been a different world ever since, hasn't it?
It really has, you know. And when we started, it was different, you know, coming back and looking back in March when we started dealing with all of this, it was really hard to know how far out to cancel things. And once I saw what was happening over on the East Coast and on the West Coast, I kind of started to realize that it was going to affect us eventually. And so having to cancel Kiana Linnell and then having to, you know, well, at least postpone, we are trying to actively reschedule those shows. But there was a lot of other stuff that we were working on for April that all of a sudden it just got completely wiped out from underneath us. So it was a very interesting time of going from having, you know, 6 to 8 events planned to nothing.
Yeah. And of course, when you first came on, one of the things you had to address was the fact that there wasn't going to be a Jazz Fest. And with how this is all turning out, there might not have ended up being one regardless. But in the meantime, what has the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues been doing to kind of retool and work with what you have at this point?
Yes. Well, it's, as an arts organization, it's kind of hard when everything that you do revolves around people. That can't happen. When you can't do groups of people, you almost have to recreate and refigure out how you're going to do it. And so I started brainstorming and trying to figure out ways to help keep us relevant, which has been my big thing through all of this, is how as an arts organization, when you are not providing what many would see as essential services of, you know, housing or food, how do you stay relevant during a pandemic? You know, there's no guidebook. There's no, this is how you should do this. So I started turning towards virtual performances. And what really kicked all of this off was at the end of March, I had a jazzathon where we had 3 different Sioux Falls groups come together and perform from our wine bar. And that was JS Quintet, Brian Hannigan's Quintet, and the Hegg Brothers Band. And the first thing I realized was all of the musicians were getting their gigs canceled.
Right.
And so I wanted to make sure that we were able to kind of help them out right off the bat because we didn't know how long this was going to go on for. So we did Jazzathon and we streamed it virtually and it was 4 hours long. And it was a success. It was a huge success. We were able to raise almost $3,000. All of it went directly to musicians impacted in the Sioux Falls area that are professionals who have lost most of their gigs because of this. But what really stood out to me was the amount of people that were commenting and messaging and just reaching out afterwards saying that they so needed something like that to look forward to. And so that is where the idea of having a virtual concert series kind of blossomed from. And so that's what we've been doing now is every Thursday, I'm booking local jazz and blues. And I will be honest, sometimes the genres are a little bit fluid there. But I'm just trying to give the opportunity and our platform to as many professional Sioux Falls musicians to be able to raise, you know, virtual tips at this point. So it's kind of great for us because we get to stay out in front of people, but at the same time, the important part is supporting our local musicians.
We'll come back to the series in a little bit, but one thing you just hit on right there that I want to get your feelings, is this more of, like you say, you know, be out in the forefront, but is this going to be a, as you approach a pandemic and knowing that there eventually will be an end, going to be saying we've just got to be top of mind awareness on people's, on their melons. And, you know, when it comes back, we got to be able to be ready to come back.
Yes. And I think what's the most difficult part about that is not knowing when this is going to end and seeing so many different ideas of when we'll be able to start having those big gatherings. And is it going to be gatherings of 50 people? Is it going to be gatherings of 1,000 people? Like, how do we ease back into what we quote unquote call regular life? And that'll have a huge impact as to how a lot of arts organizations do start putting on their events again. But I mean, for us personally, we are working with the mindset that this coming fall we will be easing back into performances. So that's kind of our time frame of what we're looking to rebook most of our shows. But I'll tell you, the people in the industry are telling me that overall they are also worried that they might end up having to reschedule the shows that we rebook for fall for 2021. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty in knowing when you can really kind of kick this off, and we'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah, because I think that there's another there's another factor in there is when you try to start rescheduling people, what's their rescheduling for other gigs they also had and lost going to be? And how is that all going to shuffle about?
Yeah, and it's really trying to figure out dates, and you're competing with venues too, because you're rescheduling. What, now we're at 2-3 months worth of shows, if not more. You're trying to reschedule or just outright cancel. A lot of it has to do with the artist schedules and what their availability is like. And then also with the venue, if you don't own your own venue, is trying to make sure that you can reschedule it for that place. So there's a lot of puzzle pieces. And I don't, for us personally, I'm trying to avoid canceling anything outright and just hoping to postpone everything. And we'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, certainly we're wishing everybody that's involved in arts and entertainment the best of luck in getting back on track. And, you know, like you said, what will it be? Will it be a venue that you can put 50 in? Will it be 1,000 and so forth? And I, you know, we might see some restructuring of the seating charts at various places, that's for sure. In the meantime, though, we are doing the best that we can. You mentioned when you had the Jazzathon. That, if I'm not mistaken, was pretty well the first virtual musical thing that was going on here in the Sioux Empire, and it was wonderful. I got to watch it for maybe 45 minutes to an hour, and fantastic. And, of course, so many great people involved in that as well. Jimmy Spears, who plays, you know, in JAS. He's also in, you know, with the Haig Brothers quite often, but he's also Arts South Dakota. He was on a couple of weeks ago, and he said that, you know, aside from virtual playing right now, his calendar went from fully booked to zero. And so yeah. It's great that the artists are getting the opportunity. And so now you're going to start, or we did start the series with one of my favorites last week, Elizabeth Hunstead. And how yes. did that go? From what I could see, it was going great guns.
I think it went great, and it was a lot of fun because I didn't really know what was going to happen. Obviously, we had a Jazzathon, but that had a lot more, you know, we were fundraising for a specific cause, and this was a much more, we are doing this for your entertainment kind of a feel. So I didn't know how successful or unsuccessful we might be, but both Elizabeth and I have felt like it went really well. We had many people watching. We had a lot of comments, people, you know, going back and forth. And I think that moving forward, I want this concert series to be something that us as locals have to look forward to. It's somebody that you might see at your local restaurant that you are now getting to watch perform. Whereas before, it's great that so many of the national stars are doing big concerts, but I am excited to be able to elevate the local musicians and really help put them on the map. Because when all this is over, if you listen to Elizabeth for the first time because you saw her on our virtual concert series, you'll get to go see her perform at a variety of venues around town after we're able to, you know, get out of quarantine. So that's kind of exciting in that you're getting to see somebody virtually that you can then go see live once we're able to go back to public performances.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So you started with Elizabeth. What's coming up? This is going to be every Thursday, correct?
Yes, as long as the musicians are,
willing.
Willing and able to. Yeah, exactly. But so we started with Elizabeth. This week, we are going to have the Haig brothers. So John and Jeremy are going to be performing this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. And then next week, we have Chris Champion, and he'll be the last concert of April. And I am currently finishing booking our shows for May, and that schedule will be out hopefully soon.
Excellent. And the Haig brothers can always bring it, whether it's two or whether they have 20 on stage. They are always, always ready to go. No doubt about that. So if we've got this in place in the meantime, and you said you're booking or trying to get everything scheduled through May yet, without knowing when things are going to end, where do you draw a balance on everything at this point?
I'm sorry, Dave, you just cut out for a bit. Where do I draw?
A balance, you know, with not knowing when everything's going to be ending and having to go with the flow. And then, you know, so you're booking into May, but do you have to start thinking about June for a virtual concert, or are you hoping that other things are coming along the way?
I'm honestly at this point with the way that, you know, we've been watching things not only in Sioux Falls, but also around the country get canceled. I'm starting to think that if we want to do any sort of official event, it's most likely not going to be until probably September, I think, if then. And in the meantime, I am hoping to be able to do this concert series for as long as I have musicians who are willing and able to do this, because, you know, unfortunately, as an arts organization, we don't have any income when we aren't doing anything. And so we are in a financial position that isn't the easiest, as many, many people will know, because without events, you don't have people coming and spending money to come see people. So this is something that we can do, at least for the artists, and they're willing to come and donate their time and get to perform, and hopefully it's beneficial for everyone. And it's been a lot of fun so far, because I think more than anything, one of the comments that stuck out to me was when we did the jazzathon, the musicians were just excited to even be able to pack up their vehicles to go to a show. You know, something as simple as that, they were thrilled. And it's not something I would think of every day, that if you've gotten used to going to gigs and you pack up your car and that whole act of going to a performance, it's completely gone right now. Most people are playing from home, but luckily with the virtual concert series, we teamed up with Ricardo, who has that back private room. And he has said that for the musicians who don't have a setup in their own home, that we are allowed to go back and use it and set it up to live stream from there. So I'm really grateful to him for still letting that happen all of this happened.
And a great sponsor and advocate for the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society in general anyway, because I think I told Jimmy Spears that the last live event that I saw was him and Jim McKinney at our wine bar. Then, you know, like a week or two later, it's like nothing. And so then he was the first virtual person, he and Andrew Reinhardt and JAS and so forth, all part of that. And so that was kind of interesting. You know, that's a strange thing. But as you were talking about, you know, just being able for them to just, you know, put their gear in a bag and go somewhere, and what that meant to them, I get that feeling too. You know, we're recording this on Zoom. And normally, my interviews, you know, while I do a lot of my stuff in my own home studio, my interviews, I'd like to go someplace in public and sit down face-to-face with my guests. And quite often, it's at a brewery, so we can have a beer or two. And I miss that.
Yes.
And I miss, you know, being able to look somebody in the eye and see their smile on their face. Thankfully, you know, I've tuned my ears over several years to be able to hear people smiling. But I do miss that, so I can understand where they're coming from on that. In the meantime, one of the things you also mentioned was, you know, it's nice that we've got all the big stars doing the concert that was on Saturday night, wasn't it? Lady Gaga and all the others. Yep. Yeah, that's great, and I'm glad they're you know, providing some awareness and so forth. But I am such a advocate for the local arts mm-hmm. and entertainment scene anyway. And let's face it, I think Lady Gaga is going to survive financially, right. regardless, right?
Yeah.
Some of, you know, and people in this area tend to forget how many artists and entertainers and performers we have here that are professional, that this is their income. And so it's a great opportunity to keep people focused and provide them some great entertainment at the same time. So thank you so much for providing that, and glad. And as long as this virtual concert series goes, here's somebody that's going to watch every time.
Oh, well, thank you, Dave. And you make a very, very good point in that I think that Sioux Falls in general is incredibly lucky, and it's amazing that we have a community that supports musicians to the point where they can be professional, because you couldn't say that about everywhere. And mm-hmm. a lot of musicians do have backup jobs, but that we on a regular basis are able to completely support our local musicians to be able to do their passion and do what they love is a very special thing. And throughout all of this, I think that's what I don't want us to lose, because as I've mentioned before, you know, music is a universal language, and it is there for you no matter how you are feeling. And often it's what people turn to when they're going through something. And so when the arts become so important, especially during a pandemic, you don't want to lose the local aspect of it either. So it's been definitely a changing of the times.
So when you first came on board, I know one of the things you really wanted to stress was the educational proponent to Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues. Obviously, not going into schools right now, are we? So what are we doing in that respect to push that mission of the organization?
It's funny that you bring that up, because we just had, I had a meeting with some of the folks in the community who are big, you know, educational proponents, and of course everyone from the Jazz Diversity Project, which we always send into the schools. So we've started having conversations about different kind of, we're looking at ways to make education, especially around music, go into people's homes. So one thing that I started is on our website, you can go to a page, and on it, I am listing anyone and everyone who is a professional jazz and blues teacher in the Sioux Falls area, because many of those people are doing virtual lessons. And if you are stuck at home and you have an instrument that you've always wanted to learn and you haven't, I think now is the perfect time, because you're just stuck at home. So I'm pushing that education in terms of hoping that some people will pick up private lessons, because you can do a lot over virtual, you know, Zoom and everything like that. So that's the first part of it. But secondly, we're going to try and create some materials that we can share with students, because a big part of the Jazz Diversity Project, and I'm not sure if you've seen the performance, but it's a very interactive component of the kids being able to respond and the musicians getting to respond back to the kids. And every time they perform at a school, it's different just because of what the vibes are between the musicians and the students. And we had thought about just recording it and putting that out there, but then it's no longer an individual experience and you really lose a lot of that interaction. So we're looking at ways to recreate some of that to be able to share out with the students that are stuck at home and not lose our educational presence completely just because we can't meet with them. So there's a few things in the works.
Good. I am glad to hear that, because that's one of the things that, when it comes to education, there's a lot of things going on with people at home, keeping the kids active and so forth. But don't forget arts, entertainment, music, speech, yeah. You know, all those things that we really take with us all through our life. I've mentioned this occasionally. You know, when I was in high school, I was trying to be a jock. I wasn't very good at it, but I was also in band and chorus. I haven't played in years, but I could pick up the old horn and do so. and I can still sing. So I can enjoy that in my late 50s now, whereas the body can't go out and wrestle, play football, or throw a shot put. So, you know, we forget that the longevity of what we experience and learn in arts continues our entire life. And that's such a great thing that you continue to work on that then. Now, obviously, you're a very creative person. When we first spoke and talked about your background, everything you've been involved in. So I knew you would come at this position full force.
Yes.
But did you think that you would have to be kind of reinvent so many things?
Not right. That's a good question. Not right off the bat. Obviously there were certain things that I inherited as coming into this organization, like the Jazz Diversity Project and the All City School, you know, All City Ensembles, and even Jazz Camp, which happens over the summer, which, you know, we are trying to figure out if that can even go on because it's supposed to happen in July. So I felt like I was trying to reinvent a few things already. And when this pandemic hit, I just had to reinvent everything. Put everything that I had already been planning and focusing on pause, and also switch strategies to where it's no longer about getting people to come to an event. It's getting people to tune in online. And that revolves a whole different set of kind of outreach and keeping up with your people that come and see your shows. So I did not anticipate this, but I do love a challenge. And I have to admit, it's been a lot of fun putting together this virtual concert series, because the reactions online from people tuning in and the reactions from the musicians of just being thrilled that they can even play for a virtual audience, even if they can't see them, it has been worth it. So it's been good, because I also think this is something that we will use in the future. And it's forced everyone to rethink how they conduct their normal business. And if this were to happen again, if there were another disaster of this kind, what would you do to survive? So it's taught me a lot of good skills, I think, that will transfer to how arts organizations have to work in the future.
Very true. And I realize that that is a possibility now, because one of my worries is, and my wife's worries, she brings it up a lot, is have we set a precedent now that every time something kind of happens, are we going to be in that pandemic mode, and what gets canceled and so forth. So, a great learning experience for all of us. And you sound like you're handling it quite well. Certainly thankful for that. And the other thing I think of is that, you know, everybody that makes it through this going to be stronger. And the Sioux Falls Jazz Blues organization is already strong. And so just looking forward to even more great things that you're going to be bringing us. In the meantime, as you were talking about the educational part, kids can go online, or kids of all ages, sfjb.org, correct?
Correct, yes.
And they'll get to some of those, hookups for who they can find and maybe give them some instruction. That's fantastic. And of course, just learn more about Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues. And then once things do pop, we'll certainly be having more time to talk. And hopefully that means it'll be back face to face. But I certainly appreciate your time today. Thank you so much, Alex. It's always a pleasure. And any parting words you have for people about Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues?
No, just make sure that you tune in to our concert series, and I hope it brings a little bit of relaxation, and I encourage everyone to tune in with the drink of their choice, whether it's, you know, from our local breweries or our local wineries to even, you know, juice, milk, whatever you need. And if there's been people even taking bubble baths during it, you know, it's been hilarious watching people just
what they need. I've had someone tell me they have listened to my podcast while taking a bubble bath. So,
I think that is my only parting words, is do whatever you need to do to get through this. And we'll see everybody on the other side.
So. Sounds great. Thanks again, Alex. Yeah. Appreciate it. And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney provide the very best chiropractic care to Sioux Falls. At XL Chiropractic, the focus is to improve your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will, relieving your pain and helping you in your wellness goals. Discover how to get results the natural way. 605-332-9235 or xlchiros.com. That's EXCELCHIROS.com. XL Chiropractic, excellent care for excellent people.
Thanks for joining us again here on the Dave Holly Hour. I'm Dave Holly, and these two guys, well, they double up. They are dual purpose. Nick Burke and Michael Sorensen. Gentlemen, how are you?
Great, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure to have you guys. We were supposed to do this a while back and talk basically a lot about some of the same things we're going to talk about this time, but technical difficulties, learning new things during this whole pandemic, it just didn't work out. But now, sometimes things, I don't want to say happen for a reason necessarily, but we've got a better thing to talk about even now in the fact that you guys, first of all, ever since this performing live virtual situation has come about because of the pandemic, you guys have been the most consistent and you've been on it. This is going to be coming up this weekend now. What, the fifth weekend that you've been doing this?
Yeah, yes. Something like that. Yep. I think so.
All right.
Now, well, Nick has been doing some more live streams than I have going back, but we'll get into that.
All right. Well, in the meantime, what it means is that we've got a lot to talk about. Let's just kind of cover the bases because, you know, Nick, when we were trying to do the interview last time, we talked about the fact that Michael's been on the show before. So we've got an idea where his background came from in terms of being musically inclined and getting into playing different things. But what about yourself? What's the background and what made you decide that this is going to be a fun thing to be involved so much in music?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've always just tried to find a way for me to be able to sing just as much as I can. It began, you know, right when I was just a little kid singing in church. So, you know, just kind of going all the way through my life trying to find ways for me to be able to sing. I've kind of always just had that instrumentation thing too. You know, I learned how to play the piano when I was in grade school. In order to actually just be able to play the drums, that was my main goal at that time. And so I'm naturally a drummer, if you want to say that. And then, you know, kind of going from that, I realized it was a little tricky to be able to sing and play the drums at the same time. So I thought I would learn how to play some kind of a stringed instrument. My brother at the time did know how to play the guitar quite well. And so he was kind of helping me along, letting me kind of hang around him and having him show me everything I would need to know to be able to play that. So I started playing that, and immediately it was just like a match made in heaven. You know, I kind of came along and tried to play live as much as I could. You know, at the beginning, it was a lot of just like making gigantic set lists for 3-4 hours at a time, which was just, I mean, it was just brutal. You know, if you're relying on a set list for that long and the crowd's not feeling it, boy, are they going to not feel it for like 3 or 4 hours.
Especially performing alone.
Yeah.
And then if it's a paid gig that you're at, it may be a long time before you get that gig back too.
Right. Oh yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, you know, I kind of did find at a certain point that everybody liked to come up and request music. And I was like, well, you know, I've got a pretty eclectic library in my head at all times. You know, and so I could kind of pull out some of the requests that we had coming in, but never really all that good. And you know, so I thought at a certain point I said, you know what, I'm going to scrap the set list and we're just going to go requests the entire time. So, I began to actually practice the most frequently requested music. I invested in an iPad so that if there was a song where like, I kind of know how it goes, but I don't know all of the words or something like that, I can kind of hobble along through that. And I've been playing pretty much exclusively requests now for about 4 years.
Wow.
About four, yeah, in town here in Sioux Falls. You know, I play anywhere that anybody wants me. You know, I've played quite a few of the breweries and the bars and the restaurants around town, weddings and corporate events. I get hired for private events here and there too. So, you know, it's just kind of been one of those where it's always just I knew early on that it was something that I was interested in, and you know, it's just, it makes total sense how it completely played out for that. So
yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I ended up playing baritone and then a jazz band valve trombone, but I remember every kid that wanted to become a drummer, you hit it on the nail on the head, they had to take piano.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
that was just the thing back then, that's for sure. But
I actually kind of find it funny because I stopped playing the piano as soon as I could.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, I got just enough done where I can play the drums, so now I can stop playing the piano, and I thought I'd never use it again. And then I kind of get into high school, and I'm kind of like, well, you know what? It'd kind of be nice to be able to sit down at the piano again and play some music, but I was reading music at that time at about the elementary school level. So it was like, well, I just kind of had the ear for it. And so I could kind of come up and say, okay, well, here's how to play kind of chords through the piano and look at it that way. And honestly, that I continued to do that, and it translated into, you know, why we are a group now. So,
yeah. So it's dual purpose. And we'll talk about that as well a bit later on. The fact that the dual purpose is, for the most part, a dueling pianos setup. But in the virtual shows you've been doing, you've been playing the guitar and Michael's been playing the piano, correct?
Yes. Right, yep.
Yeah. All right, and we'll talk about the you know, meaning behind dual purpose a little bit later on. But right now I do want to talk about the virtual shows that you've been doing. So it's been you know, a good thing for everybody to have an outlet to be able to listen to some live local music, even if we've had to do it virtually. It's been fun, but there have been so many things that have been missing throughout the time that this thing started, one of which now has become proms have been missing. And so you guys have decided that you're going to have fun with this. And so we have, it's prom night coming up Saturday night, correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Michael, tell us what's going to happen here with prom night virtually on Facebook.
Yes. So with the live streams, it goes back a little bit to, you know, as you've mentioned, we're in the middle of this pandemic, and it's brought all of live music to a screeching halt because we can't assemble in person easily. And so as a result of that, we saw on our calendar so many gigs drop off all at once, you know, and rightfully so. But so we were kind of in a regrouping mode because we had dueling pianos gigs coming up. We had individual shows, we had weddings, we had events coming up, and all that was, you know, either postponed or canceled. And we've been able to roll with that just fine. But Nick, several weeks ago started doing just, hey, I'm at home, I'm quarantining, I'm bored, and turned on his, you know, camera and did some requests live and had some great response. And so we were in conversation saying, you know, what's the next several months going to look like, or several weeks, or God knows how long, you know, things could go. And what can we do? And so that's how we got into doing the live stream request shows. We're used to doing requests in person, but thankfully with technology, we're able to do that. The prom aspect came in because we've had such success over the last few weeks, literally hundreds and hundreds of views, and many people logging in, commenting, interacting, contributing tips with their requests via Venmo. And we've just had such great response during the stream and also afterwards, as we have a lot of our fan base interact with us, telling us so grateful, how grateful they are that we have something like that, that we said, well, how can we up the ante? You know, and we're looking online. One of the things now is people say, you know, you see on Facebook, people are posting pictures of their high school senior photos, you know, to, mm-hmm. you know, just to help out those seniors. We, you know, thought, well, it's not just about our gigs and what we're missing out on. The entire community is missing out on a lot of things. They're seniors right now that aren't going to be able to walk across the stage like they've been expecting their entire lives, you know? So there are families that are missing out on important memories that are supposed to be a milestone in, you know, their entrance into adulthood. And so this is one way that we can continue to be part of the community and provide a little bit of fun on an evening that, you know, should be in person, but we're able to bring some music and some requests to the table, and we want to make it more than just for graduating seniors. And that's why we decided on our theme through the decades. What we want to do is hit about every decade from, I don't know, the 40s and 50s up until current music, and see what kind of variety that we can get in our requests, so we can appeal to a larger audience than current seniors. And so we're inviting everybody to recall the memories of yesteryear, if you will, mm-hmm. when they maybe had their prom, and we can all celebrate together and just remember it's about being with people that are important to you and really just having a lot of fun. And so, yeah, we can't do it in person right now, but we can individually in our, you know, whether people watch from home or with anybody else, they're able to participate, and then hopefully we can, you know, have some live events in person when the dust settles from all this. But we're really excited to bring the prom aspect to it, because we've been able to bring a lot of fun things into the mix as far as, you know, lighting and maybe, you know, some costume. And I don't want to give it all away, but like, you know, a little bit of decorations and stuff. So we're really pulling out all the stops.
Well, from promo photo, it looks like it's going to be Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, it's going to be, you know what, it's going to be absolutely wild. You know, it's one thing, we've been approached about having other spaces for us to be able to stream from throughout this, you know, time. And, you know, we've had to kind of say, while it probably would be nicer from a, you know, kind of quality standpoint, as far as like having us actually up on a stage, we just generally liked the like living room feel.
Personal.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. It's very, I mean, everybody's locked in all their own places, apartments, homes, well, whatever. And so are we. And so while we've kind of had the opportunity to move it other places so that we could stream from a larger area, we've really kind of like hung our hat on, I'm just going to stream from, you know, our place. So, with everything like that, we are actually going to kind of get this place all, I mean, it's just going to be crazy. There's going to be lights, and it's going to be a sight. So you're for sure going to want to
tune in, yeah,
to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to pass along something for people that have been watching Facebook. And if you happen to have Apple TV, there is an app for watching Facebook Live through Apple TV that will help you out, and it brightens things up greatly. The video looks awesome on it. So yeah,
I use it too. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you use that if you can. But in the meantime, I'm wondering then, so how much are you paying the decorating committee then?
You know, that is honestly going to mostly be my fiance. She's also been helping us out throughout our streams as well. And I would love to be able to let her have a huge shout out, just for her to let me know how much we really do appreciate everything that she's been doing. With just kind of helping out with our streams. She's the one that comments on the videos as
our rolling
music page.
Mm-hmm.
She's plugging our requests in so that we can see them, and has it all organized. And it's just been chaos. She's the man around the curtain with a giant wheel trying to, you know, have the whole machine moving. So, you know, it's been great, but she's honestly been working so hard to just try to make everything happen. and it's just going to be amazing. So.
Excellent. Looking forward to it. Now, are you requesting that people that are watching at home maybe, you know, dress according to their prom?
Oh, goodness, please. Yes, we honestly, we thrive on that kind of interaction. So what we've actually posted in the event as well, we definitely want everybody to post their, you know, awkward or otherwise anything from that kind of prom era for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right onto a Facebook wall and then go ahead and tag it. I believe the hashtag is PromNightSF.
All right, PromNightSF.
And yeah, and if they go ahead and tag it with that, they're actually going to be entered to win a prize throughout our stream as well. So, but we would honestly love to see everybody's awkward prom.
Well, I've already posted my senior picture, and I don't recognize him because that guy has hair. but I don't think I have any prom pictures left, but. And I really don't know where I'd be able to find in this short amount of time a lime green tuxedo with ruffles.
Ooh, that's nice.
I and that was 2 years in a row, junior and senior prom. I do, however, I might dress up for it as today and send you that photo then on Saturday night, okay?
I love that. Yeah, I hope there's ruffles.
Yeah. All right. In the meantime, we're talking what time frame on Saturday night on Facebook?
Saturday night, it'll be from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Central Time. We found that two-hour sweet spot, you know, all those weekend evenings. We've done a lot of our shows on Friday nights, rather. And this time we wanted a little bit more time to prepare, so we decided, you know what, let's go for Saturday night.
Well, I got to get that decorating crew in there and so exactly. forth. Yeah, true. All right, so we're looking forward to that. And what Facebook page will that be on then?
It's going to be on Facebook.com/BurkeMusic, BURKEMUSIC.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit more about dual purpose. You guys are available for so many different things. And when it comes to that, and you can be out somewhere later on after this whole pandemic's over, it's a great dueling piano shows are so much fun. And I know that, you know, from talking to you guys in the past and Michael, I was listening to the 6 Feet Over interview from about a month and a half ago and just kind of going through that again. You really want to bring some variety, don't you? I mean, that's what part of why you guys have chosen all requests, but also absolutely. Just the fact that this type of show really gives people an opportunity to have fun with it as performers, doesn't it?
It sure does. And it's funny you mention that because dual purpose really does have a dual purpose. You know, we're definitely there to have fun and make music, but we want it to be more than that. You know, and yeah, that comes to fruition in something like this prom event. But one thing I do want the listeners to know about is, you know, if you go to our Facebook page, Facebook.com/dualpurposemusic, or find us by searching dual purpose in the search bar. Every like that we get on Facebook, we donate a quarter to 3 different charities: multiple sclerosis, Donate Life organ transplant donation, and also the Humane Society. And so we want to tie interaction with our the people that, you know, come to our shows and like our page. We want to tie that into helping out with, you know, other purposes,
mm-hmm.
or charities. And I'll let Nick talk about the charity that we're going to be working with on Saturday. But so you mentioned variety, and that's definitely the name of the game. And that's what drew me to Nick in the first place. I remember hearing him, guy with a guitar right outside Stogie's downtown Sioux Falls. And he was playing a lot of fun stuff, but, you know, somebody would holler something out or maybe write down the song on a $5 bill. And he would just give it a try, you know? And so him being so open-minded brings variety to the show. And so that's why I approached him in 2019 and said, you know, hey, I know that you love performing as you know, yourself, but would you be interested in a group like this? And so we had some dialogue going, and that's where dual purpose comes into play. And I don't want to say unfortunately, but you know, here we are going into the spring of 2020, ready to unveil a series of shows where we're going to bring out a lot of variety, you know, interacting with the crowd. We have a professional contractor making piano shells where our electric keyboards can fit into. And we bought some lighting elements and a lot of stage resources so we can really bring a top-notch show anywhere in the Midwest and be able to transport it and bring this to, whether it's a small community, wedding, corporate event, you know, a lot of the organizations and groups that we've worked with as musicians, whether it's in bands that we've worked played with or individually at certain events, but being able to bring dueling pianos and a whole new realm of variety to that. And so even though we have to put some of those shows on hold because of the postponing with the pandemic, that's why we're driving so hard on things like, you know, a prom night and doing these live streams, because the music in person may have to wait for a while, but enjoying, you know, requests and that variety, even if it's from the comfort of your home, is definitely something that we don't have to go without. And what we found is that we're tapping into an audience base that maybe we wouldn't have seen out on a patio. You know, there's a lot of homebody people out there that they would actually love just to, you know, whether it's on their phone or their tablet or their Apple TV with Facebook Live, that's more comfortable for them. So we're finding an interaction with people that we might not have ever even seen in person at a show.
Very true. Now, you know, here's the other great thing about the prom night coming up. Now that I'm 57, I can actually drink at my prom.
There you go.
All right, but looking forward to that, no doubt. And so, Nick, you kind of had the buck passed over to you from Michael about talking about this weekend's show. Then, who's going to be benefiting from this?
Right, exactly. So, you know, we've kind of been running our shows through our quarantine through my own page, but you know, honestly, it is going to be a lot of the same kind of songs that we would play, you know, through our group. And so we wanted to take the opportunity to go ahead and, you know, help out some people who are in need. So we actually did locate a charity, to go ahead and, the charity, that we found is, I believe it's called Corona Help Sioux Falls.
Okay. That's one of the newer ones that's come up. Yeah, I did see that the other day.
Right, yeah. So we did kind of check out what everything is about with that one. What they're going to actually be able to do is they're willing to go ahead and help everybody out with just the kind of essential needs that everybody has throughout this hard time. So whether it's, you know, groceries or, you know, soap, or really just anything, or food, for instance, that we need. What the charity has offered to be able to do is go ahead and, you know, assign somebody to go ahead and go grab it from a store and drop it off at houses of maybe it's the elderly or the immunocompromised or just anybody who's kind of having a hard time and not really able to help out with something like that. So we kind of saw that and said, I think that is going to be the top, you know, that is going to absolutely be the most gracious we could possibly be with anything. Just in the fact that, you know, we get some money from our shows and we would love to be able to just place it right back into the economy, not only just in the United States, but just in our area too, with Sioux Falls. And so we thought that would be a fantastic area to go ahead and donate that to. So we're actually going to give half of what we receive on Saturday night right into the Corona Help SF org. So
love it. That's excellent. I think that is going to go a long way too. And of course, that also means that we can encourage people, you know, to give you some tips and some decent ones at that as well.
Right. Yeah.
Because, you know, you guys have been out, but you're still, you know, putting yourselves out there in a different way. It's different. It may be for a while. We don't know. But, right. You know, right. Regardless, I'm glad that, you guys and some other groups in town are still putting things on, so that we've got an opportunity, especially, you know, a lot of people are still busy Monday through Friday. But it comes to Friday night, Saturday, and so forth, that weekend time, we really need a break from what's going on in the world. So thank you, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nick, as you were talking about the benefiting, and earlier Michael had mentioned the three organizations that you do benefit regularly through Dual Purpose. These are personal to you guys, aren't they?
Right. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So I don't really want to speak for Michael all that much there. I'm going to let him kind of handle his own. But for me anyway, I've chosen to, you know, kind of help out the multiple sclerosis area. It is something that's kind of come close to me. My actual mom has multiple sclerosis and has had it since I was born. You know, it's been affecting not only her, but everyone around her and around our family kind of in a pretty tough way. And so any chance I get to be able to help out with that, obviously I want to take. And then one joint one that we opted to help was the Humane Society, where we are, I mean, who isn't loving of all animals, you know? And, you know, I know that everybody involved with the Humane Society is just really wonderful. We've played shows with them in the past to try to help them raise funds. So it was just an easy fit for us. So.
Excellent. I was just going to say, I've heard even that a lot of humane societies, even despite having to do curbside, people can't mingle with pets first and so forth, are actually doing very well right now because people need comfort, and pets provide incredible comfort and joy. That's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Yeah. Michael, go ahead then.
Yeah. And the charity that I've decided on is Life Source. Because my mom actually went through two liver transplants in 2004 and 2005. And I'm grateful. Everything's wonderful. And she's made full recovery. But, you know, in a time now when so many people's lives have been turned upside down, I definitely know how it felt like then. You know, when you have a parent who's ill, I don't care how old you are, you feel like you're a little kid. And it was a really difficult time. And so, again, we're grateful that we're able to, you know, she's able to see grandkids and continue living her life. And it's been great. But through that, Life Source was definitely a great resource because there are people that interacted with our family in ways that I could basically never repay, just because when your family is going through something like that, you don't know it's coming. And so it's difficult to be prepared for it. And so to have somebody come alongside of you and know what it's like and give that support is just valuable beyond words. So we're grateful that, you know, we kind of have that common thread. You know, both of us have a mom that have something serious that they've dealt with. And so that's why we decided, you know, what can we do on a systematic basis, not just a one-time thing? How can we tie this into our listeners and our audience members? And so that's where with every Facebook like that we get on our Dual Purpose page on Facebook, 10 cents goes to Life Source, 10 cents goes to multiple sclerosis support, and 5 cents goes to the Humane Society. So
that's wonderful.
Dual purpose that comes with dual purpose.
And we like it. Actually, it's more like many purpose. You guys are fantastic in the fact that you have that purpose besides using your God-given talents and giving us all some entertainment. And we look forward to prom night from 8 until 10 this Saturday night, not Friday night, but Saturday night.
Correct.
8 to 10, facebook.com/Nick Burke Music, correct?
Slash Burke Music.
Slash cut Burke out. Music. No,
we never
no
want
Nick.
To cut out Nick.
But yeah, just... we don't want to cut out Nick, but Burke Music. And Burke is B-U-R-K-E. All right, there we go. I think that's we've got it all. by the way, early request, absolutely. Do you do any Little River Band?
Ooh, we will.
Okay. Have you one for Saturday will. Night. All right. Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thanks again to Alex Gilbert Schrod from Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. Tonight, SFJB presents the Haig Brothers as part of their virtual concert series. Catch it on Facebook Live, 6 o'clock. Thank you, Nick Burke and Michael Sorensen of Dual Purpose. Don't forget to watch their prom night through the decades, Saturday night from 8 until 10 on Facebook Live. And the All Saints Neighborhood Association has organized a porch concert stroll this Saturday afternoon from 4 to 5, encouraging you to walk throughout the All Saints area of Sioux Falls and enjoy the live music while maintaining social distancing. While the musical host sites will be announced Friday, we already know that our friends Mogan's Heroes will be part of that. And as former band member, and many remember from the Kelloland TV days, Doug Lund will be playing with them. Thanks to all our local artists and performers for still finding ways to touch our hearts and souls. Thank you for listening. Remember, we have a new episode every Thursday. Please take a few minutes to peruse the website, DaveHollyHour.com. In the meantime, I certainly appreciate the Facebook likes, shares, etc. Have a great week. Time for me to enjoy some Jasper Newton. I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, The Vaudies, and Dipsy Doodle Productions, and is produced by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.